Should billionaires be giving away their wealth? Welcome to Mark and Pete. Here's a thought.
The give or take. The rich man's wealth is his sovereign state. The poor man's world is a begging plate. The charitable man's realm is his giving rate. The miserly man's keep is a foolish fate. Now then, the billionaire founder of the outdoor fashion brand Patagonia, Yvon Chouinard, has decided to give away any profit not reinvested in running the business that would go straight to fighting climate change. The money would ultimately be managed by a charitable trust. This is a worthy cause, but it does open up a bigger question. Is the cause the right one? And should other billionaires actually be thinking about their legacy and what to do with the money? Clergyman Pete, I ask you, what do you think about this initiative by Yvon? And where do you think that other billionaires should be thinking about giving away more money?
Well, businessman Mark, of course, as a clergyman, I love people giving away money, especially if it's into my collection plate. I mean, yes. that's an excellent thing, a suggestion for billionaires to give away. But taking this particular billionaire, I think what he's doing is giving away profits from his company to support causes that he has long supported.
Yes.
And in which his company, being an outdoor brand and it's being environmental causes that he's giving to his company, the way it's set up, even the way that he sources the materials for his products, well, that had to change in order to fit in with looking after the environment, but he even sources the material, he looks after the environment in that way already, and so it's in line with what he was doing. So this seems like a good thing to do, that it's heartfelt and a good decision. And as to whether billionaires should be giving away, I think everyone should be giving away something proportionate to what you have. The Bible says you cannot give what you do not have. Well, it's pretty obvious, but it does say it in the Bible as well as being obvious. And it's one of those truths that's forgotten in the people who sometimes think, I can't give anything. No, everyone has something. So the little you have, you can give a very little away. A billionaire then should be giving away a lot. And so, yeah, I think that's a good thing to do. And when people are not giving away, when they have a lot themselves, it diminishes them, I think.
Yes, well, it does. Well, now let's give it a bit of a background here, because the cause. So Mr. Chouinard actually has something very relevant, because he originally started his business and his interest in rock climbing. He was a fanatic and he started making metal climbing spikes. Hey, guess what? His business certainly climbed the ladder to great success. Oh, yes. But actually, to the point where it's now built this empire, which has been a hugely successful sportswear brand, Patagonia. Now, what's interesting is that he is a billionaire, and of course, the sales of Patagonia are also at that sort of level of billions per year. But here's the thing. So what I think is interesting is that he, in interviews, has said he never wanted to be a businessman. Well, okay, possibly. But the point here is that clearly he was through his career, has been interested in the environment, the welfare of the environment, and just general interest in the subject. So he's coming from a place of heritage from his career and his background, his own interests. Now, what's interesting is that other billionaires have stepped in where actually they have given away profits. And he's not the only one. We've seen Bill Gates, for example, give lots of money, billions of dollars, to donations for philanthropic causes. But they aren't necessarily always to the heritage. So it's not always to improving, you know, sort of say coders or something in Bill Gates's case. It can be for other purposes. Other entrepreneurs have actually given away money for things that are a little bit more to their heritage. So I want to get to the point of motive. What is the motive behind somebody giving away their money? Is it because they have a political cause? Is it because they have a passion? It may not necessarily be, Clergyman Pete, where they actually got their money from. And so should that be now where that should be the money, because that's where they put their money where they've earned? So if it's in, say, Bill Gates' case, I'm not saying he's done anything wrong, but should he be nurturing more women into technology or something like that? Is that the sort of thing where he would add more value than necessarily climate change?
Yeah, maybe. But that's something to do with technology, you would think, would be the area where he would be giving away into. But I think that it's it's not necessary. I don't think. I can't see that it's necessary. To be a good billionaire, to give away your money to any cause would be good, as long as it's a good cause. But the question is, what is a good cause?
Exactly.
Well, it's up to the individual, isn't it, to decide, because it's their money. So the causes that Bill Gates gives away to, or that the head of Patagonia gives away to, they're not necessarily causes that I would give my money away to. And here is the point, and I think we and Mark Beat are big supporters of this, the right to own your own property. You know, someone who has made billions through his work, through his investments, then has the right to not just spend it as he or she wishes, but to give it away as they wish as well. And so if I want to say, I really want to have millions and billions given away to this cause, I've got to go away and make the billions myself. That's the way it works. So I'm perfectly happy, and I think it's right that they make that sort of decision. But I don't think it's just giving away the money. If you were a billionaire in terms of having you're a billionaire business owner, the way that your business operates often has even more of an impact than giving away money. You can provide jobs and other sorts of wealth creation for people. So think about how you're doing that and where it's being done. You can improve a whole society, a whole locality, and the Mark and Pete mantra of think locally, localism, is important. So it's not just the giving away of the money, but in terms of giving away money, giving away to particular causes, I think it's whatever they want, because that's their right.
Yes.
Having earned those billions.
That's fair. That's the good billionaire. Now, counter to that, what about the bad billionaire? The miserly man who does not give anything away. What I was interested to sort of get a sense of, that for those individuals, they may say they've earned it, they've paid the taxes, it's their right to do what they want. But if they haven't given their money away, what do you think about somebody who is at the status of a billionaire and it's kept it all for themselves?
Well, I think that that's bad, to simply keep it to yourself and not to give it away. And I think the Bible, in teaching about wealth and about money, it does indicate that it's your decision. It's very clear about that in the New Testament. All the believers of the newly formed church, believing in Jesus, they were invited to sell their land, and they would sell the land that they own and give the money into the church, but it was all their own decision, and it's made clear that that it's their decision to do it. You don't have to do it, but you're invited to give. And I think that though, if you don't give and you keep all your money for yourself, then you reap the rewards of that. As it says in Proverbs, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Holding on to your wealth in the miserly fashion, as you recorded earlier, is it's a bad thing to do, but it's bad for you. You become like the Grinch. Your heart is several times too
small. There you go.
And in terms of eternal life, well, that could stymie your attempts to get into the kingdom of God and into heaven.
Well, it certainly opens up the conversation to our billionaire listeners. We would welcome their view.
Yes. And what I think you should do is give to markandpete.com's beer fund. There's the link is in the description. No, but seriously, I don't drink beer, so I don't know why I said that. But the billionaires listening,
he'll drink
just think about it, because whoever is listening, you could turn it around the other way. Billionaires should be giving, and it should end up being quite a lot because they've got a lot. If you have a small amount of wealth, you should be giving, but something commensurate to the size of your wealth. But always be thinking about others, because if you start to think about others, it of course helps them, helps all society, and it helps you put your own troubles into perspective and slot into the world in the place you should be, and it improves your own life as well. So what do we make of Patagonia, the company, giving away its profits? What do we make of Microsoft and other large companies, their donations? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us, whether you're a billionaire or not. markandpete.com. Just subscribe there and you could leave a comment, and it'd be great to hear from you. But from Mark and myself, Pete, it's bye for now. Catch you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.